Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Richard Goldstein from the Investor's Herald. Today, I just had a thought pop in my head and wanted to explore it and talk about it and kind of go off the script for a little bit. So, I came to the realization that some animals travel alone and some travel with others. Mostly fish travel with schools. Buffalo travel in herds. Then you got these sharks, these lions. They're alone. They move alone. And what moves them alone? Why do they move alone, but the buffalo doesn't move alone? Well, getting off the train of animals, I said, how does that really relate to life? Like, is the human being, are we supposed to be with others or are we supposed to be alone? And I think that question you have to ask yourself when you feel most yourself. Because personally, I feel myself when I do have connection with others, but when it comes to work and grinding and doing things, I do best alone. And that's important to know. You know, you have to know what you know, but it's also just as important to know what you don't know in life. And I think that stems from a lot of the work I do, whether it's anything in that entrepreneurial sphere of investing or reading, or, you know, you don't read together, you read alone, and that helps harness knowledge. A lot of these people, and even in the job search now, a lot of these people working for these big companies, like your Procter and Gamble, that's almost like you're all together in this big fishbowl. Whether it's coming from leads, everything gets split, or you go to all these big corporate events where there's, you know, craft beer coming down the walls, or you bring your dog Thursday nights and you get together with everyone. Well, that's great, and there is some room for growth, but it's not that shark mentality. That's almost like you're all a bunch of buffalo coming in. I have nothing against that. I think it's great, and I think a lot of people need that connection to even get them to work. It's hard enough getting to work in the morning for some people, so they look for who they're going to be. Oh, Janice is going to be there. Oh, I'm getting lunch with Doris today. You know, that helps them out, and that's great for them. But I know some guys that they just literally grind and they don't need to see anyone all day. They eat lunch when they're at a red light. They don't care who they're with. They don't even think about that. They're just always moving. And when I think of even sharks, they cannot literally stop swimming or else they will die. And I think that has to do with that business mentality of you're always moving. You always got to be shifting. You always got to be turning. You always got to be, you just can't stop. I always come to this bike analogy too. Once you learn how to ride a bike, well, that's great. But in order to stay on the bike, you have to keep pedaling. And once you stop pedaling, I'm sure some of you have done it, you get shaky and you fall right off the bike. Well, that's what happens to your company. When you start a company, you have to be consistent or else the whole thing's going to crumble and fall apart. So the moral of this and my thoughts are you have to know whether you like to be alone in the work environment or you like to work with others. And there's not one better than the other. But I think if you are one type and you're working in the other, it creates a form of discomfort, not just for yourself, but the other employees around you. So that's all for today. I want you to think if you are the shark or you are the buffalo. Thank you so much.